This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. This is the third hour, and of course, we got a lot of things happening. We're going to be reading the grievance. I don't know if we're going to read the grievance. We're going to be reading part of the grievance today that we're going to be out there with at 11 o'clock. Most counties in New California, I think 23, we're up to 23 right now. We're building because we kind of got thrown at a curveball requesting more grievances by various sundry sources and people saying, these are really good, bring us some more. Okay, well, we'll just do that. There's just none of the many things we do here at Agenda 21, and of course, we're talking about making New California. Anyway, so we're reading grievance part deux. Well, it's actually grievance 2, chapter 2. How's that? I can't get my own. I'm trying to put myself in it. It's chapter 2, of course. That's en français, deux, un, deux, trois. Well, is it going to be a third chapter? I don't know. After the next 95 weeks, I don't know. You know, I'm just saying these grievances are effective. They were effective for the founding fathers, and they're more effective now than ever before, right? As we try and discern what's happening. Okay, we're getting more and more reports. In fact, I had a lengthy conversation with someone that we're going to be actually posting his article up, one of his articles up, and I'm not going to say who now, but I'm sure he's listening to the radio show, that we're getting reports of county coroners here in California that are, whoever dies it doesn't matter what they die from, they're going to claim that they died from coronavirus. Even if it's some other morbidity issue going on, they're just going to say they died. We're getting these reports from a number of sources. We've had a number of sources, people from around the state. And by the way, if you do have one of those stories, somebody who just recently passed away, you can email us, paul@a21r.com, paul@a21r.com, and you can send it in there that you have a story, or you give us some details on it. And if we're compelled, we'll call you and find out some more information. Anyway, as citizen journalists, we want to know these things because it's popping up all over the place. And we know of some incidences where people have been, going crazy. The thing is, when you get the death certificate, if you cremated the body and you get the death certificate, it's going to say coronavirus on it, regardless of this is what we're finding. Now, we've had three incidences with that happening. It's not just this one time. It's the third one, and they come from different parts of the state. So that's the concern. So this is you got to remember this. It's tens of thousands of dollars per victim that the federal government's going to pay the state. So this is a big money grab, and of course, the state of California needs money, right? As we're going to find out, where is that $300? Listen, I did not get any of that $320 billion. Did you? That's missing from the city of California? From 2019? Anybody pay you an extra billion here, a billion there, or even $100,000 from that $320 billion out there? Did anybody ever even remotely pay you that kind of money? I don't think so. I just don't think that even happened. I didn't. Gosh, I didn't. And I'm the radio host. Come on. Fork it over. Just a billion. I can be happy. Yeah, but that's the state of California, right? It was Gavin Newsom taking care of his buddies. Now, remember, this loss of money is under his tenure as governor. You can't make it up. I'm sorry. I am not sitting here in Studio 21 sucking down coffee, making it up. I'm not that. I cannot make this stuff up. I'm my world. Listen. Somebody threw the proposition to me a number of years ago. Would you go on welfare? Would you go on benefits? And, I don't even know how the racket works. I really don't. I've never been walked through it, but it's a complicated process. And that's, that I did find that out. I was thrown that sort of bone and said, well, go find out. So I did a little bit of research, and I thought to myself, man, this is like having to work for money to figure out how to get the free money. And then to carry it out, and of course, lie, and lie here, and lie there, lie everywhere, here, there, and everywhere to get that money because you just don't want to work. And now we're running into that problem because some of these benefits that these people are getting for being off because of the COVID-19, they're better than what they got paid when their real job was happening. And I had that problem. I just love to tell this story. We're opening up a charter school. It's the first day of the charter school's opening, right? And we had hired some teachers that were laid off, and so they were eligible for benefits. So guess what? It happened to be the first day of school, and happened to be the first day of the benefits that would come to these people that they were unemployed, and they were getting their first benefit checks, and they quickly calculated, I'm getting more money from benefits than I would if I was working, teaching. So I had three teachers give me their resignations, and they all three said, well, I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to enjoy these benefits. And I said, you mean, rather than work, you're going to get free money? Yes, I deserve it. They all said, I deserve it. I thought, you deserve that? See, this is what we're happening. It's just making the people dependent is no way to run a government, unless you're a communist enclave, right? Good communists like things like that. That's why they like free money. And, of course, what's Nancy Pelosi's the good communist that she is? Who loves child sex trafficking, I might add, huh? Yeah, I'm throwing that out there because I'm so sick and tired of these totalitarian monsters foisting things upon us that are just ungodly. That's what she represents. Like it or not, Democrats, slavery is her thing. Getting kids hooked on drugs is her thing. Sex trafficking is her thing. That's the reality. Stealing from the government is really her thing. And her nephew's thing. Oh, did I mention that guy? Anyway, but this is one of the things I think is kind of interesting. More, this is from Gateway Pundit. I love these guys. Gateway Pundit. More coronavirus fakery. Virginia officials pad their COVID numbers. Admit to counting same person three times if they receive three different tests. Now that's a new twist. If they receive, okay. Then that, I love you. Okay, you guys know what that means. If they got three different tests and they tested positive for each one, then they all are, that's three people, right? Three tests, three people. Something wrong with the formula. You know, you do algebra, you got a formula going on. Well, what happens when you have zero? You put down zero. But in this case, if you got three tests, then you got three people, right? Even though it's the same person, but that's okay. Three, negative three, I don't know, something like that. Something with a formula, right? That's called new math. That's, you know, quite frankly, that's race to the top math. Yeah, that's the new math. The way they do it Virginia style. This has got to drive the West Virginians nuts when they think of this guy. This is the same guy. The same Virginia governor, right? Who thinks that when you have a live birth, you can abort it and murder it right there, right after birth. And that's a good thing. He's another Nazi. Oh, Ralph Northam and his Nazis. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. We were talking about the fakery that's going on with the COVID virus and how they're trying to get money and all this other good stuff. You know, this is something you need to be aware of. It's going around. We're not denying that the COVID virus is going around. I had it. I had that situation. And it's not comfortable. It really is not comfortable. But, you know, when somebody's dying and somebody has died, you want to be, you know, respectful of who that person was and why they did die. You don't want to lie about it for money. That's how sinister these people are. This is how sick they are. And, you know, this is something that's real with them, isn't it? They are just the monsters that they are. And a lot of people might not get that, but we get it here at Agenda 21 Radio. So respect the dead, basically. You know, I used to teach anatomy physiology, so we used to work on cadavers. Okay, cadavers. And, you know, they're dead. They're dead bodies, and you have to be respectful of that. You know, it's a whole different type of situation when somebody's starting to do maniacal things with dead bodies, right? Even if it's cats, dissecting cats. Anatomy physiology, you always dissect cats. You always have cats around. Pigs, frogs, you know. And it's interesting that they don't want that to be going on in schools anymore. Yeah, you might be able to teach a few things about life and death in those kind of situations, right? That's why I used to teach biology, the study of life. Shocking, the study of life. Aren't you shocked by that? I am. Okay, so we have a failure to communicate in the state of California. And, of course, it goes with the governor, the good governor. And it's interesting, the good governor. Is there a good governor in California? I don't think so. I do not. I'm not feeling the love, if you know what I mean, about the good governor. But I try to, you know. I try to. We're going to be reading from the grievance here in a little bit, but I just wanted to kind of cover a couple of other things while we have the stage set, sort of thing. Let's see if there's anything about California. Mission Reopen USA. Okay, we have the situation in California where we have... Oh, by the way, if you want to call in, 215-867-8255... That's 215-867-8255. The whole thing that's going on with this COVID business is getting really out of hand. It really truly is getting out of hand right now. And it's going to have to stop, of course. This is one of the things that's going on here. Dellingpole. Absurd, dystopian, tyrannical. Lockdown must end, says rebel Tory MP. That's Great Britain, by the way. This is absurd, dystopian, tyrannical. So, Dellingpole. This is not the United States. This is Great Britain. Right. It says, writing in the Telegraph, Baker decries the appalling situation whereby, without parliamentary oversight, a supposedly liberal-leaning conservative government has been able to put most of Britain under house arrest. Sound familiar, California? The rest of the world? Does it? Does it? We have lived under house arrest for weeks by ministerial decree, a statutory instrument that Parliament had no foresight of and no opportunity to scrutinize. And scrutinize is spelled S-C, RUTINISE, or approve before it changed life in this country as we know it. The situation is appalling. He also points out something that the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, ought to be emphasizing but really isn't. Millions of people in our country have been plunged into idleness at public expense and unemployment, facing financial and psychological hardship on a scale never before seen. Thousands of people have missed life-prolonging health appointments. Vulnerable people are isolated and domestic violence has soared. Soon will come to the full economic impact on all of our lives. Well said, Steve. This is what the writer says. Baker has always been one of the more robust conservative MPs. During the Brexit campaign, he was one of the so-called Spartans, the wing of the Tory party which refused to be bullied by the government, whips into supporting Theresa May's Brexit in name only deal. Of course, that was a bad deal. But as we have seen during the crisis, there is not always a correlation between supporting Brexit and supporting an early end of the lockdown. Farage will campaign to end the police state coronavirus powers. It would be too easy for police forces to make the argument to keep the emergency coronavirus powers indefinitely, Nigel Farage has warned. That's Nigel Farage, Brexit, right? He's, by the way, a champion of New California. It says here from the comments of, so we got this sort of thing going on in Great Britain. And they're saying the same thing as us, right? Right, right. Well, what are we going to do about it? We're just going to go right along with the whole thing, right? No, we're not. In California, we've got three counties that said nine yet, not almost. It's not really that way, but that's the way it's supposed to be, right? They're going to try and open up. They opened up yesterday, two of them, Yuba and Sutter County. I sit in Sutter County, actually. I'm watching this whole thing roll out. We were lampooning the health director of the regional organization out here. Listen, this is totalitarianism. It's the takeover of the absurd dystopian tyrannical lockdown that they're reporting here on the Breitbart. That this is it for us. Now, what the heck are you guys doing? Tolerating it? It's okay? I don't think so. It's not okay. And you guys know it's not okay. Let's not make it okay. Aren't you just sick and tired of all this? Aren't you yet? So if you're not, there's something wrong with you. I'm serious. Maybe you have fallen victim and will be victimized for your own devices. That's what's really happening here. That is exactly what's happening here. Now, I'm going to pull up something here. I want to see if I got it here. Here we go. Apple data shows shelter in place is ending, whether governments want to or not. We'll go with this one first. There's two of them coming up, and the next one's going to lead off into the batter up business. This is Forbes, John Koester. Bye-bye shelter in place, hello reopening. This came out 2 days ago. It says, Apple's mobility trends report shows that traffic in the U.S. and other countries like Germany has pretty much doubled in the past 3 weeks. It has been down 72% in location data provider. The Foursquare says that gas and fast food visits are back to pre-COVID-19 levels in the American Midwest. And it is up everywhere as far as I'm concerned. You're seeing it everywhere. In other words, that's going to also end the market. Well, you won't see the gas prices anymore like at this level because they're going to go up. More gas demand, more oil demand. So then again, this is going to save, I think, just in time, the oil business, the energy business in the United States. Because, you know, you got a lot of contractors out there that are small contractors, you know, out there going for oil and making us the oil power of the world now, the energy king of the world, United States of America, and has been for a long time, as predicted by our own very, very own Chris Street, by the way. Oil prices are going to go up, and that's good because it's going to save jobs for us in the oil sector. That's the point. All these small contractors are going to be saved. And that's a good thing. Normalcy is happening whether they like it or not. And they're not going to be able to stop it, the totalitarians. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Here we go. This is from Steve Frank. Supreme Leader Newsom is threatening to arrest and fine people feeding their family by doing honest work like working at a barbershop, a restaurant, or selling insurance or real estate. Only totalitarian states historically declare who is essential and who is non-essential. Only a corrupt state run by one person, not 1,201 elected officials, could declare it a crime to hang 10 at a beach. That's a reference to the surfers, of course. Katie Grimes, The Globe. Californians trying to get back to work have been criminalized by the governor. When the California legislature reconvenes after being recessed for 7 to 8 weeks, during the statewide COVID lockdown, expect to see a complete political meltdown and finger-pointing and overreactions and an ongoing lack of leadership. And then watch the legislation and ballot initiatives to raise taxes on the very people who lost their businesses and jobs because of Gavin Newsom's authoritarian statewide lockdown. I love it. The protests across the state Friday made it very clear that Californians' residents are fed up with the stay-at-home orders and need to get back to work if their businesses are even still there. A good one-third of the signs at the state capitol protest were about the governor. One sign said he freed the felons and imprisoned the free. It's true. Most of all, we need to ask why police were in riot gear at the protest. We need to ask why they arrested a handful of moms and dads at a protest asking the governor to open up the state. These people are being destroyed by the governor's orders. They want to get back to work. Notably, police were far less aggressive and few arrests were made at Black Lives Matter rallies, which were destructive and violent. Some of the Antifa protests were property was destroyed, and Antifa thugs physically attacked bystanders and reporters. Police appeared to have been given stand-down orders at those protests. Why go after a bunch of patriots? Were those the orders of the governor? And they were the order of the governor, by the way. We know that. That's just me now. Are moms and dads and taxpayers low-hanging fruit, law enforcement in riot gear at the Capitol? They seem only to do this when the Tea Party shows up, or moms opposing mandatory vaccines, or taxpayer citizens who just want their businesses and jobs back. California Globe is receiving photos and videos of aggressive police. In one video, a pastor and police chaplain in Murrieta, California was recorded. He wasn't pushing police, but people said that police pulled him across their line and arrested him. This happened to one of our new California state people, by the way. We had two new Californians arrested at this protest. Some said police recognized him from another protest. The police formed a line to force people away from the Capitol building as some chanted, "The First Amendment is my permit," referencing the permit denial from the Capitol CHP for the event, even though I understand that they had one before that. We don't recall ever seeing this at a Black Lives Matter protest. Convicted criminals are now being let out of jail, making room for arrested restaurateurs, hairstylists, barbers, joggers, beachgoers, and surfers. Apparently, people trying to go to work are criminals now, and healthy people are being quarantined. That's a fact. You do not quarantine healthy people. County jails are letting out thousands of criminals and who are then committing new crimes against people and property while responsible taxpaying citizens are being arrested for protesting an irrational statewide lockdown order. We had our own problem with police as we broadcast a live show from an RV in the auto caravan protest. A police officer directing traffic stopped us at an intersection near the Capitol and held us there for 30 minutes while letting hundreds of other vehicles go ahead. We finally had to just drive past him. When we saw an opening, he eventually stepped aside. But this was after several rebuffed attempts to speak with him. We wondered why and what his orders were. The day before the protest, Californians woke up to news of a leaked memo in which Governor Newsom ordered all beaches and state parks closed starting Friday. After scolding beachgoers who flocked to Southern California beaches amid a summer-like heat wave last weekend. Doctors report when the coronavirus is exposed to sunlight, the virus is slowed and even killed. The governor apparently doesn't adhere to this science, nor has he ever acknowledged a 98% recovery rate from the virus. He also has yet to acknowledge the USC and Stanford studies published recently, which show that the death rate from the virus is likely to be as low as 0.18%. As California Globe reported last week, flattening the curve is already behind us. So why is the state still on lockdown? The U.S. Justice Department could take legal action against governors who maintain tough rules over coronavirus that Attorney General William Barr said infringe upon constitutional rights even after the pandemic subsides, Bloomberg News reported. Stringent rules such as stay-at-home orders and shutting down businesses are only justified up to a point, Barr said in an interview Tuesday on the Hugh Hewitt Show. The New York Post reported, "What about following the science," said Mr. Governor, or the Bill of Rights, Governor Newsom? What about it? Governor Newsom and many of the state's mayors are violating the civil and constitutional rights of the state's residents, which prompted AG Barr's warning. A learned friend posited, wasn't it Newsom himself who cast the die regarding the local control and sanctuary with state laws when he announced as mayor of San Francisco that he'd marry gays in violation of state law or violate federal immigration laws? I don't think he gets to pick when he believes in subsidiary. That doesn't make sense. Many of the protests said, many at the protest said, it is the governor who is breaking the law. That is a fact. That is a fact. It is a fact. That's Katie Grimes. Excellent article, and we have tons of pictures to go along with this article. It's going to be posted up on Agenda 21 Radio and also NewCaliforniaState.com. And like I said, we had two of our New Californians arrested at the Capitol. You know, this is something that doesn't make us all feel very happy. There's no question about it. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about why this governor should resign. And he should. He should have resigned immediately. Because there's certainly criminal charges going to be filed against him. That's coming. That is coming. And it's really going to be very interesting to watch the President of the United States step into New California. Oh, I'm sorry. Into California. It really is. We got the documents to prove that he's going to do that. I believe that. I really believe that. You can see this one coming. The illegalities are many. It's just incredible what's happening. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on. Stay with us here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're going to be coming up to a break right now. When we come back from the break, we're going to, kind of give you a little bit more information about what's really going on. So anyway, remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com for all of your information. NCS 51 is another one. But you got to get ready for all this stuff. When it starts to happen across the nation, it's not just here. There's also New York. There's also Illinois. And there's Oregon, all part of, you know, that blue state business where they're all corrupt, they're all broke, and California is really broke. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
States reopen.
The virus doesn't justify all the lockdown and shutdown.
While at parks and beaches, massive crowds drawn out by sunny weather, police warning them to stay apart, and the new fear from workers going back to work. Will they get sick? Lockdown. The western city now sealed off as cases surge. No one allowed in or out. Police stopping cars at the city limits. Shortage fears. Major supermarket chains now limiting how much meat you can buy as the price of beef and poultry go up. Race for a cure. The new White House plan to fast-track vaccines. How realistic is it? The new warning for parents. The rare and mysterious complication from coronavirus in children.
They call
fight against coronavirus. Anger is boiling over in some states. Governors at odds with residents over plans to reopen. What's at stake? The devastating economic toll and the possible loss of even more lives. As risk as crowds skip social distancing today on the National Mall and shopping centers open across the country. But what are business owners doing to keep you safe? Our reporters across the country are covering these stories from every angle. And we begin tonight with NBC's Erin McLaughlin in Los Angeles.
Tonight, across the country, outrage. Protesters demanding states reopen their economies in Maine, Oregon, and Kentucky.
It's in God's hands what happens to me and my health.
This following Friday's protests. In California, defiance. In Laguna Beach, more protesters after a judge upheld Governor Gavin Newsom's order to close Orange County beaches.
Let us have our state back. Enough.
The move in response to these images from last weekend. Doctors horrified.
You shouldn't be anywhere in those crowds.
In Huntington Beach, signs they're abiding by the governor's order as police kick people out. On Friday, in California's capital, 30 arrests as protesters face off with police. Protesters rail at restrictions. Elsewhere, the virus is rampant. Inside a county with 30% of New Mexico's infections, a lockdown. No one's allowed in or out of the town of Gallup on governor's orders to slow the spread.
We don't want you to get contaminated. At the same time, if you are contaminated, we don't want you to bring it to us. So they have the main highways blocked basically to encourage people to not come in.
Residents waiting in line for hours to get into the town.
I am in line right now to get through, so hopefully they let me in.
So here we go. So some people had to turn around. They're turning people around.
In New Jersey, the daily death toll exceeded New York 2 days in a row. Even so, this weekend, Jersey's beaches, parks, and golf courses open. Social distancing rules in place.
Definitely had 6 feet of distance.
And in Georgia, the first weekend without a stay-at-home order, Atlanta's most popular park totally packed. While in Massachusetts, the third hardest-hit state, two state parks had to be closed. The mayor requiring residents there to wear masks in public starting next week. And in New York State, a sign the worst may be over. The Central Park Field Hospital days away from being dismantled. But as the weather warms, worry. 1,000 cops deployed into parks across the city to enforce social distancing.
People are coming out, and we expect people to come out, but we don't want any organized activity. We don't want crowds gathering. We don't want someone barbecuing with their family and friends.
Aaron, how long is that city in New Mexico under lockdown orders?
Well, as part of that extraordinary order, Jose, residents are being told to stay at home, allowed out for emergencies only, set to expire on Monday. Jose?
Aaron McLaughlin in Los Angeles. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. So you get the flavor of what's going on, right? People are just ticked. Ticked beyond all recognition. That's kind of interesting. We have couple of things going on right now, and I want to kind of get that all straightened out for you. What in the world? Where's my article here? Give me my article. Give me 3 billion. Okay, here we go. Gavin Newsom. Now, this kind of sets the stage for Gavin Newsom and our grievance today. $320 billion missing from California last year. Credit downgrade soon. This is something that we got from Real Clear Politics about in January. New California State predicted last year when the state controller, Betty Yee, stopped producing the monthly audit reports required by law. Chris Street has made numerous attempts to get the reports, but over the course of almost a year, there have been no reports coming. Street has been able to determine what is in each monthly report from other sources and has been telling the world that California was going to have a credit downgrade that would occur in March or April of 2020. Shocking. I know we're just now past April, and we're now talking credit downgrade. In fact, there has been of sorts that already took place based upon this. Now, this story that we put out was in January. And the credit downgrade has come from the fact that California can no longer get long-term credit for bonds and stuff, which explains why the Bank of China turned them down and other banks have turned. There's two other banks that we know. We're not going to mention them. The Bank of China is one of them, but there's two other banks. They were not qualified. So listen, if they had gone to vote in March and they voted for the bonds, they wouldn't have gotten able to get the money because the lenders aren't going to give it to them. So the downgrade has actually happened on the long term. The short term is the other thing that's coming up, which is the nail in the coffin for Newsom right now. And that's the important thing to understand. It says Street was able to determine what was each monthly report from other sources. To lessen the financial blow, the state upped by 3 months the state's primary election and is making sure there are school construction bonds being placed on the ballot to the tune of $27 billion. Once the bonds are voter approved, the money will come into the state coffers. If the past is any indicator, look for the state to use the money to pay back basic bills. Okay, now, none of that happened based upon the fact that really they could not get long-term money. Okay, now, this is from Real Clear Politics by Adam Andropensky. Just a few of the serious financial problems facing California include unfunded public employee pension promises, a potential state downgrade, and an unprecedented homeless crisis. Any net out migration of 912,000 residents since 2019. One easy step California can take to join every other state in the union is to open up its state checkbook for review, allowing citizens, journalists, watchdogs, and academics and other public experts to review state spending would help the state get its financial house in order. Shocking. This is where we're going with this. Unfortunately, last fall, California State Controller Betty Yee rejected our sunshine request for the state checkbook. Oddly, the rejection didn't argue the law, but instead claimed that the controller couldn't locate a single one of the 49 million bills she paid last year. The admission provides a troubling clue to California taxpayers wondering how and where their money is being spent. The answer is the people spending it literally don't know. Or they at least say they don't. It is, of course, unimaginable and laughable that the state that is home to Silicon Valley can't put basic transparency techniques in place. The state's feigned tech literacy begs the question, what are they trying to hide? Says taxpayers in California certainly want to know what's happening to state funds. It shouldn't take subpoenas or litigation to find up to $320 billion in annual state payments and show taxpayers how their money was spent. So our organization, OpenTheCheckbook.com, alongside our attorneys, listen, They can't locate the $320 billion. Shocking. 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 Aren't you shocked by that? I'm shocked by that. Now, there's a problem here, guys. And here's the problem. Here is the problem. Here is the real problem. Last Friday, we reported to you. Well, actually, we didn't report it Friday. We reported it yesterday. But now we got into the muddy details because we had found out so much. But we reported that, shockingly, Gavin Newsom, on one hand, was telling you, don't go to the beach, you Newport Beach people, you Orange County people. Only Orange County is going to be punished by me, the dictator, the tyrant. And on the other, he was telling people, guess what? We have gone. Literally, we have gone. And by the way, let's quote that. Let's quote that. Let us quote that. Where can we quote that? Where can we see these things? I'm so excited about this. It's just such a possibility that bad things happening, right? Notice. Oh, by the way, here we go. State of New California. Notice to all people. Chapter 2, Grievance 1. That was 1, but we want 2. We want 2. Don't we want 2? Yeah, I think we want 2 now on this one. We'll see if we can get 2 here. Number 2. Oh, there's 2. Is that 2? Chapter 2. I don't know if we got chapter 2. Oh, I think that needs to be refreshed. That's it. Okay, so this is what our argument is in chapter 2 grievance. Grievance number 2. And that this is it. This is the sole essence of this. I'm going to read this line as soon as it gets up here. As soon as it gets up here, sure, on cue, get up here. Grievance number 2. Thank you. Here we go. All right. Pressing the buttons, right? Anyway, this is the line of the lines of all of them in the grievance. I want you to listen to this. Order of the day. The tyrant lies, the state dies. California, as the nation's most populous state, has flipped from tens of billions of dollars in surplus to hundreds of billions of dollars in deficits over the course of a few weeks, according to the state's tyrannical governor. Last year, I did a May revise with a $21.4 billion budget surplus. This year, I will be doing a May revise looking at tens of billions of dollars in deficit. We just went tens of billions of dollars in surplus in just into deficits, 2 weeks of deficits. The tyrannical dictator of the state of California has been reassuring the state, the country, and the entire world that the sixth largest economy in the world had a $21.4 billion surplus and had no financial issues. In reality, the tyrant has been perpetrating for years one of the biggest lies ever in our nation's history. California's tyrant dictator then used the COVID-19 virus closure of Orange County beaches in an effort to distract the public from the state's tens of billions of dollars of financial freefall. In other words, he announced this at the COVID virus. At the COVID virus press conference on Friday. When all the hype and hoopla was being misdirected at the beaches in Orange County. He just sleight of hand brought it in. Oh, well, you know, the May revive, we can't account for $21.4 billion. That was, and again, what have we been saying on this show for a couple of years now? He's lying. Jerry Brown was lying. And there it is. The lie that they have been telling, we've been verified on. And not only that, but they're also being sued by a nonprofit that says, hey, they can't account for $320 billion worth of spending. Shocking. Shocking. We'll be reading this grievance today. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. You can read the grievance up there in the news section of newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America. Remember, we are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN.
American Exceptionalism News Network.